Oh, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 740 of Flow Wrestling Radio Live. I'm your host, Christian Piles. We got JD Raider. We got Ben Askren. It's the regular team on a not regular weekend. This is a great weekend of college wrestling. Ben is already, even before the show starts, making excuses for why his lead may slip. What? He does not have confidence in
why
his ability.
I'm so good at picking.
So JD, we got a lot of picks to make for this weekend because there's a lot of really good matches. And Ben is already thinking paranoia and sabotage that JD put a lot of picks in so we could run him down. Whereas really, a championship mindset.
If I was way far behind, that's what I would do.
My mindset Monday for today is that, you know what? I would look at that as an opportunity to widen the lead. But Ben saw it the opposite way. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. Mm. Sports psychology.
Well, let's do it and see what happens.
With Christian Piles. So a very fun weekend ahead of us. It was fun having Shane on.
You guys were
on.
Probably studying picks yesterday too, weren't you? You guys were probably sitting in the office debating.
It is a verifiable fact that I did not open this till this morning at around, I don't know, 6:50 when I got here.
Like that.
So I'm ready to rock and roll. We're going to have a watch party. I'm going to be there. Caleb's going to be on the watch party with Spey.
Uh-oh.
He's probably going to be doing Rubik's Cubes until Iowa wrestles, but that's okay.
And Rubik's Pyramids.
He's got a whole – I'll bring the case. He got – it's like a briefcase for all of his cubes. And now he can solve 8 different Rubik's Cubes, which I didn't know there was more than one until like 2 months ago. It's a weird – I have a very obsessive child. And
I thought Rubik's Cube was a singular thing.
Me too. All this time. Whoa. And then there's 2x2, there's Pyraminx, there's Megaminx, there's 4x4, there's 3x3, 5x – oh, there's so many.
Jesus.
Innumerable men.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm sure he'll bring them to Iowa City so you can see a quick demo. Yeah. But let's get into the weekend. You know, Friday is tomorrow. That's when it all gets started. We got Virginia Duels get going. Do you like my little calendar?
Friday is tomorrow.
And people may not realize it. So we got Virginia Duels in the Hampton Coliseum. They're going to be happening. They're going to start at 1:00 Eastern.
How many teams are there at that now? It's not still 16, is it? It's less.
No, it's less this year.
Shout out to Lock Haven.
Shout out to Lock Haven for stepping in at the
what happened
last second. Penn is sitting out due to COVID issues, and then like 2 days ago, Lock Haven stepped up when Penn announced they were not coming.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about like all the matches not happening because of COVID this weekend. I think it's not going to happen.
We're going to get them. A lot. I bet.
Dang it. Negative Ben. How's the realistic club been for you? Have you had a lot of kids out?
Not really. It was more like 2 and 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, 2 and 3 weeks ago. It was a lot. Now, they're pretty solid now. A couple now, but it was more like right before Christmas and then that Christmas week.
Sick.
Okay. Yeah, we're rolling. No more Corona. It's gone forever.
So do you not have many high school kids this time of year?
Well, we don't really coach them because we let them mostly be with their teams.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But is that common in clubs like around the like nationwide? Is that how it's normally done, or do some do the high school and then hit a club?
It's actually illegal to see the high school kids during the season. I think now that's in a lot of states too, but most people don't really care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Learning a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to it.
Let's make these picks.
Let's talk about the matches. We're kind of going in chronological order, I believe, for the weekend.
Yes, that is so how they're placed.
This could be a little journey for you through what your weekend could be like and how wonderful it could be watching so much wrestling. So let's get it started. First picks, and if you don't know, if you're first time listening, that would be unlikely. But if it is, JD makes the lines for the best matches of the weekend. This week he made something like around 30 different big matches.
Dang.
And for example, we've got Carson Karchler versus Cam Amin, the first match. JD makes him made Karchler a 2.5-point favorite. And then we just have to pick one side of the spread or the other. Because anyone can pick winners. It's relatively easy. You can get 80 to 90% of them right just based on rankings for the most part. So we try to make it a little more challenging. We raise the bar here. And so we're keeping a score. Ben has a slight narrow lead on me. I have a huge lead on JD.
Number one.
And so, yeah, we'll see what happens this weekend.
Call me the Oracle of Delafield.
Of Delafield?
Delafield, that's where I live.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
Look, you see this right there. Delafield, Wisconsin. Surprised you didn't know that, Christian Piles.
I actually don't know your hometown. I just say you're from sort of near Milwaukee, kind of.
Yeah, I actually grew up in Heartland, which is the next town over. I'm in Delafield now. Yeah. Nice town.
Lovely. So Ohio State wrestles Michigan tomorrow. Fun. This is a good duel. Ohio State's got their hands full, as we mentioned yesterday. But this match is great if it happens. Now, we haven't seen Cam Amin since literally last year at the Cliff Keen Las Vegas. But if he wrestles, Carson Kartschler versus Cam Amin.
Wait, did he actually try to go to was he in Austin with you guys or no?
I believe he was.
Did he go to the go-kart track?
I was not.
I actually don't think he was. I actually don't think Cam made it. Could be totally wrong. Actually, I can look at the hotel list. That'll reveal all. But I'll do that
later.
Who's
his roommate?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But I could get that. I could get all that information. But Carson versus Cam, 2.5-point favorite for Carson. What do you think, Ben?
Well, I told you how I thought this was going yesterday. I thought that Carson's going to win by 1 point. So under those circumstances, I'm picking Cam Amin. I think it'll be probably a 1 or 2 point win for Carson Kartschler. Yeah. It's my prediction.
This has 1 or 2 point win written all over it.
That's not what I'm writing down. I'm writing down Carson. 2 takedowns to none. That should get us right about there. I think he can do it.
You're not including escapes, but okay.
He's not gonna, he will simply do what Shane thinks he should do and just mat return him until he cannot get away.
Okay.
There it is. All right. Yeah, I like Carson here. First match back in a month and a half. You have Carson Kartschler, who's been looking pretty fantastic.
Shane Sparks should start a summer wrestling camp that just does just mat returns and that's it.
It'd be big.
Like stall camp, but mat return camp.
We're going over mat returns. And the Outlaws were going over mat returns this week. It was like Shane Sparks' technique session on Monday and then Ben Askren on Tuesday because we're doing cradles. So who knows what's today.
Hey, you know what annoys me, the mat return thing? The one Keegan got a penalty point for, that move should not be illegal. It is.
Cutback?
Where you flip the feet?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No one can get hurt there. The leg bends that way. People are stupid.
Well, is that true? I mean,
yeah, no one's ever got hurt in that move ever in the history of.
That is quite an audacious statement, Ben.
I've never seen anyone be injured in that move. We do it in practice. We drilled it. We see it in matches. Name someone who's ever been hurt from that move.
I don't know. Maybe it was a referee's son. And they're like, you know what? We need to change the rules.
Yeah. I think what they tried, the rule does not actually specifically outlaw that move. It outlaws, you know, leaving your feet for a mat return. And in that one, you're not really leaving feet. You're kind of like switch stepping. But they really made the rule for where the guys were jumping up and then jamming their feet into the back of the dude's knees.
How is that dangerous?
I've seen that hurt like a person or two, just put a little too much strain on the knee and maybe pops, something like that. Not a major injury, but I've seen minor injuries there. I mean, I don't really have an issue with it. If you want to make it legal, I'm cool. But that's why they made it. And then they're just applying it to other things, which it should not be applied to.
The knee does go that way, though, when they do the double kickback.
Yeah, I think maybe if you don't put pressure obviously directly forward, you could put it, you know, out to the sides, or it could come in based on exactly how they land. Mm-hmm. All right. But the other one should not be illegal. Very stupid.
Ethan Smith versus Logan Massa. JD set this at Massa -1.5.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Me too. Ethan Smith.
I'm going Ethan Smith, baby.
Yep. Grundy.
Yes. Logan Massa hasn't had any tough matches yet this year.
That was my rationale too. Yeah. And Logan could still win, and we would still be right with Ethan. So I like that. This is a tough one. Miles Amin versus Caleb Romero. Romero's been really impressive this season. 2.5-point favorite for Amin.
Man, we're talking about Olympic bronze medals. You better show some respect. I'm going Miles Amin.
I got Romero.
Losing by two? That's audacious. Amin wins.
Yeah.
Amin wins big matches close.
No. I mean, we're not big matches like the Olympics. We're not talking about the Ohio State dual meet.
Okay. Well, you know what? The cool thing is we'll find out.
You pick whatever you want to pick here.
That's what I'm doing.
I think I'm going Amin by like three.
So you got Amin. All right. I have a lot of differences with you guys.
Is there...
I mean, the other thing to think about here, Christian, now you made your pick, so you can't change it now.
Nor will I.
No, you can't. No, nor, it's locked. Nor will lock it in, JD. Lock it in. It's locked final in. Final answer. Locked in. Is Romero was 74 last year and Amin was 97, right? So that could sway your perception.
This is
of...
Suomero, though. We're
this
talking
is Suomero. Biggest biceps okay, in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Fair enough. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Indeed. Lucas Burr versus.
Is there any path to victory here for Ohio State?
Well,
I was thinking about it and I don't think so.
So not likely. I mean, could they? I mean, they can't even win at 33. Even if Ragusan's still out, I don't think Will Betancourt could beat Jack Medley. So,
yeah.
I mean, you need to win 41. You need D'Amelio to beat Micić. You need Sasso will win. You need Jashawn to beat Luan, which I really find unlikely. You would need at 65. Karsal should win. You need Smith to win.
Smith could win.
I don't think Romero, Brucky. They're not winning the back three matches. I think that's very unlikely.
It's pretty unlikely.
I think they could get to five. They'd have to wrestle really well. Hard. 5-5, but they're going to get out bonused, I think.
Sasso locking up a cradle, perhaps?
That would be a great idea. They're not getting the 5-5. I mean, there's like a small chance they're getting there, but more likely it's 3 or 4.
Yeah, and realistically.
As little as 2.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not making D'Amelio a favorite over Stevan Micić. I don't care what Cole Matthews did. I don't care what D'Amelio did to Cole Matthews. I'm not gonna say that. And beyond Sasso, who's the favorite? Karsla. I think that's the only two matches they're favored.
Yes.
So I think it's 2-3's good performance. 5 would be like, holy cow. Illinois versus Rutgers. Lucas Bird versus Joey Olivieri. Olivieri had been going at 30, or he got his redshirt pulled, which I guess this means bye-bye to Sammy Alvarez, at least for this year, at 133 pounds. Yeah. And he should maybe say goodbye to 133 forever. I think the weight is super tough for him. So he has it. He being JD, he has a name. He has it Bird -3.5. This is
we can just say the lines at, because we all know JD makes the lines. So,
well, I'm trying to distance myself from these bad lines that are actually really
okay.
good.
Got it.
What do you think, Ben?
My intuition says Bird, although I don't know a whole lot about Joey Olivieri. And I mean, given that he's a redshirt, he should have just graduated high school. I don't really remember him on the high school scene at all. Mm-hmm. What do you have to tell me about Joey Olivieri?
He's been fine. He's not been like insane. He's 15-3, so he's got a record. He's somehow number 4.
Where's he from
in
high school?
I don't know. Don't ask me things like that, Ben. So at the
he's number 4 on WrestleStat. Jeez.
But bro,
he's from New Jersey. He was like a top 30 recruit coming out of high school.
So he's number 4 somehow, but he lost to Jack Maeda.
He killed Carter Bailey.
He lost to Jack Maeda and Drew Matten this year. So how is that number 4 by any algorithm of WrestleStat?
I don't know. I don't understand. It's really strange.
Really strange. That's why you got it. For to be 15-3, close loss to Mickey. I got Bird covering here.
I'm gonna go Olivieri.
Wow.
Yeah, I looked at Bird's wrestling stat. He has
a lot of close wins over tough guys.
So that's kind of how I see it going. And I really didn't like. It was really funny actually. I don't know if you guys watched the Mat Men finals, but Cardani and Bird won back to back the first two weights of the Mat Men, and the matches were so similar. It was really funny watching how they played out. And they both won super close matches. They were kind of winning more early and then kind of stalled out at the end. And I think both of them hung on by a point.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so next match is Mikhail McGee versus Mickey Phillippe. And it's a pick'em, which has me all over McGee.
McGee.
McGee all days.
Yeah, maybe I should have put Gabe.
I mean, just
no, no.
He looks so good
now.
I know.
The thing is, you know, it'd be a fun little angle is if like maybe for next year or next week, if you could be like, boom, this is my lock-in one, and I get McGee, and you guys have to have the like you get one of those per week, or you could be like, all right, this is my lock-in McGee, and you guys have to have Phillippe. That would be fun. Maybe next week we start messing with some different formats. There's three really good matches in this duel. Anthony Valencia versus Jake Wenzel. Valencia, 1.5 favorite. And
are we in Tempe here, or are we in Pittsburgh?
Great question.
Did we got to wear masks?
What's the elevation?
This is at Pittsburgh.
Which, as we all know, Pittsburgh is in the jurisdiction of Maricopa County. So all bets are off. They may still have to wear masks. Truly the biggest county in this great nation. Let's think.
I'm going to go Wenzel. I think Valencia is going to win by a point.
I'm going Valencia. I feel like Valencia never wins by 1 point.
Let's see if that's true.
Wenzel only loses by a point.
Good counter.
Something's got to break. So Valencia's wins this year by 5, by 2, pin, 2, 16, 8, pin. So I'll go.
Yeah.
Now, he ain't wrestled no Jake. He ain't wrestled with Jake Wenzel. And he had a 2-point win over Joe Grello.
He literally has. I thought I might not be truthful, but no, all of his losses are by 1 point.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wenzel here, actually. I was really, when I looked through it this morning, I was like kind of on the Valencia train to cover this. But now I'm like, man, he's had some close ones against good guys. And also, Wenzel's good on top, and that's sometimes problematic for Valencia.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. Cordell Norfleet versus Nino Bonacorsi. 1.5 for Nino, the NCAA finalist, who's fallen on harder times than last year.
Yes.
What do you think on this one, Ben?
Gut says Nino, but I'm gonna do just a little bit more further research. And
I'm going Nino here.
Nino lost in the Mattman final. Yeah, he lost to Brucky. He also lost to Bulls. Oh, no, he lost to Bulls. He lost to Brucky in the duel last week. I'm gonna go Nino.
He beat him by 3 at NCAA's last year. Now, maybe that's you don't put too much stock in that, considering Nino has not wrestled to that level at this point this season.
Cordell got killed by Max Dean, too. That's another one.
Yeah, and I don't know what to make of that because Max Dean's super good. But, yeah, I'm going. He lost by 2 to Woodley, so I feel okay about this. Nino, punch him.
I'll go Norfleet.
Okay.
I wouldn't say maybe necessarily to win, but give me a point.
Okay. Drake Ayala.
Iowa Northwestern.
This duel is great.
What time's this duel at?
Our time, 7. I could be wrong.
8 Central.
8 Central. Oh, man. I have to have an extra cup of coffee. All right. So I'm going to be on the air. I can't
watch party goes till 10.
I can't just hang out. That's a late party for me. Holy cow.
I like it because we have our practice from 6 to 7:30. So that's perfect. Close out, come home, boom, dual time.
Dang. What a life, Ben.
Absolutely.
Are you putting our other picks in there?
Yeah, I'm putting them in.
Tardy sauce. I don't want any late minute.
I got to check time.
Last minute. Don't be changing my picks, JD.
Yeah, don't even think about it. So, Iowa Northwestern, Drake Ayala versus Michael D'Agostino. D'Agostino, 1.5. I think this line is perfect, and I have no idea what to do here. Because is Drake going to be able to keep this off the mat like he did Schroeder? I think that'll be probably necessary. If not, at minimum, it's going to be helpful, right? You don't want to have to go under this guy. So is he going to get off to a fast start? I don't know. D'Agostino off to a hot start this year, beats Barnett, then beats McKee. I think Ayala's got the advantage on his feet, so I'm going with him. I think he'll know. I think it's got to be in the back of his mind. I need probably two takedowns in the first period, or I'm going to need two takedowns early to win this. And I think he gets it.
Well, I'm going to say D'Agostino. He's just got a really strange feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to give Ayala trouble the first time, because it is, he does some really kind of goofy things.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably a little too much respect for Ayala at this point in his career.
I mean, you guys did make the point correctly yesterday that he, you know, as a freshman, some of those freshmen just take off and start kicking butt and taking names and don't look back.
He's got to feel good after his Schroeder win, beating up super legit guy. Maybe that spirals, shoots him off forward. Austin DeSanto versus Chris Cannon. DeSanto -3.5. This is tough after the Gleyva situation. Man.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you had given me this 2 weeks ago, I said DeSanto, no problem. Man, do you think something was wrong with them last week?
For sure.
Yeah, maybe he didn't wrestle Sunday.
But he also barely beat Adesov. Also.
Mm-hmm. I think this is easy. Mathematically, it may go wrong, but I think Cannon is like the smart money. At 3.5-point favorite. Cannon is a lunatic. That guy wrestles really freaking hard. He'll be all right. Now, aggression can go against you sometimes, but he's really tough.
This is the first time he's wrestling DeSanto, I believe.
That is a factor.
Ever? But
to my knowledge.
In college, it's certainly true. Okay, so we're going Cannon, Ben.
I'm going Cannon as well.
I'm going to go with DeSanto. He's due for a big one. If he doesn't do it this weekend, we're going to call this a trend, and I'm gonna think a little less of him. But I'm going to say the last one, he was just a little mistake on his part.
It was Gleyva's first time wrestling DeSanto, too. And he held it to 2.
Checkmate.
Okay, Max Murin versus Yaya Thomas. Yaya, -1.5. What do we think here? Is Israel Thomas in the chat? Is he yelling at us? Is he talking about eating his hat?
He is.
I don't know who's going to win this match.
Yeah, I almost think like this should be a pick 'em. It's kind of, I looked at the line and I didn't really love that. Yaya did not look really good against Austin Gomez last week. Max Murin also, you know, I know he beat Michael Blackas, but did not look super impressive either. I don't really know who to go with.
I'll go Yaya. This is like a 3-1 sudden victory.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
No, didn't we say that doesn't win you then?
Oh,
if it goes to overtime?
It absolutely wins. Lame. Absolutely wins.
I know.
Man, I'm gonna go Murin. We're gonna go Iowa Train, baby.
Okay, man. Big Iowa.
Well, Yaya could still win by one, and I would still win the pick. So
true.
Which is very possible.
All right, here we go. Caleb Young versus Ryan Deacon. Deacon -5.5. One little fact that people may not know about Caleb Young is that...
He beat Ryan Deacon. We never talked about it.
We've never mentioned it, but he beat him twice at NCAAs. And, you know, a little inside baseball there. JD already punched Deacon in there. I am saying no. Pow, pow. Give me Young.
Yeah,
he beat Garrett Model by 5, you know?
Yeah.
Caleb Young is a stingy...
He beat Caleb Young by 6 last year.
Last year. That was the past. This is now.
Caleb Young's stock has dropped since.
Maybe for you. Shane's buying
really
it
wish
up.
We
he
also...
bought all your stock.
I didn't say I was selling. I just say it dropped.
You saw a little
bit. I should go back and listen to the other show, and I said.
Shane Sparks is the big-time holder of that Caleb Young stock.
Yeah.
He is.
He's a whale.
And I did say after Collegiate Duels, I said Caleb Young gets back to, like, the median, back to his normal level.
Yes.
I did say that.
You did say that, but you have lettuce hands and sold your.
I just got a text, guys. Uh-oh. Allegedly, no, I can't prove this because I just got a text from somebody.
This will be interesting.
The cheapest scalp ticket for Iowa Penn State right now is $139. We're becoming a real sport, baby. That's what I'm talking about. We're a real sport, Christian Pyle.
Yeah, that's good. And I have one of those tickets.
Wow.
Wow. As a season ticket holder, I won't be scalping it.
Caleb Davis. I should have bought like 10 of them and then sold them. Because I think the season ticket package
there are several fun plays that are season ticket holders.
Yes. Hey, can I buy them from them from less than $139? Tell your
Bray
Fulham
has
boys
one.
To purchase a couple.
Bray will sell you one.
You know what,
Bray,
I hate,
give me that
though,
ticket.
Is when, because they sold so many season tickets or whatever, I believe like even when it's not a full packed Carver, it counts as a sellout.
Yes.
Yes.
So like every duel in Carver this year has been a sellout, but
sometimes they don't come.
Yeah, that's not a sellout.
I'm okay with it.
It's a
I'm
sellout. Okay, if you sell every seat, who knows
sell every
where
seat,
they are?
You sell every seat. It's sold
technically
out.
Technically, it is a sellout.
And they could be in this. They could be just in the soft serve line, watching from the screen. You don't know. You don't know where they are.
I think I know.
Known and proven Iowa hater JD Rader trying to throw shade at the.
I'm not throwing shade. It's quite
hater.
Impressive.
Hater.
Raider the hater. Ben,
Raider the hater.
Who are you taking, Deacon or Young?
I'm going full Hawkeye train. I'm going Caleb Young.
Oh, my
gosh. He's going to lose by 4 points.
He loves it. I mean, yeah. Okay, Anthony Cassiope versus Lucas Davison. Big Daddy Cass, a.k.a. Slim Tone, a.k.a. Tone Tone, 3.5-point favorite. This is interesting.
No, this one, I'm taking Davison because Davison beat Hilger, tough opponent, and he actually kind of wrestled Gable tough. So I think he's definitely going to be in this match. I don't think that Cassiope is going to win by 4 or more.
Yeah, that is my gut as well. I like Davison here.
Yeah. If it was Mass Cass. I think I would take Cass by pin.
Mass casualty.
Mass Cass.
Cass with the mass. But because Davison's a small guy coming up from 97. Cassiope could put that weight on him.
Yeah.
Maybe get the fall. At one point, he was going for the Iowa pin record. Like
yes.
Six matches into his career. But give me Davison to cover.
Now,
was it after the what did they call those duels they had on
Hawkeye duels?
Yeah. Dang it. Iowa City.
What'd you
duels?
Guys call them? The
Iowa
Thanksgiving
City duels.
Duels
or Iowa City duels.
Iowa City duels.
So did now Davison beat Cassiope in freestyle? Is that a correct statement or is that an incorrect statement?
U23s.
Yeah.
I do not remember said match. But
I believe it happened.
Search the UWW database.
No, I'm
Davison was only at 12.
Yes,
huh?
He did. In two matches because it was best of three. Cassiope won one, but Davison won best out of three.
Yeah, that was my recollection. Okay. So that is notable, certainly.
Except for when I used it, again, as a Kirk Fleet argument. Kirk mm-hmm. Fleet Paris argument.
Right.
To say they were in the same tier, not even that he would win, but the same tier.
I'm just saying it's he doesn't lose by four. Or more. Okay, that's so it. We all went Cass or went Davison.
Davison. I went Davison.
Any upset specials there in these duels? I mean, D'Agostino or Drake winning, I guess we think is possible. Do you give any shot for DeSanto?
To be upset?
Yeah.
I think that's
yeah, if
unlikely.
He doesn't come out 100%, it's unlikely, but. Okay. And I would be shocked, but.
He basically only loses to really good guys. Well, who's the
That's
worst?
Why he's on a two
Who's
island.
The worst guy he ever lost to? Chaz Tucker?
No, the dude he got stalled out against. Or not stalled out, but stalled to lose the match. Mm-hmm. NCAAs.
Oh, the Rutgers guy. Del
What's
Vecchio.
That guy's name?
Del Vecchio.
Del Vecchio, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's literally his worst loss, and he was winning in the third. Yeah, good point. Okay.
I'm going to look for some more.
Ridge Lovett.
He did lose to Kalioko in freestyle.
That don't
Austin
count.
Gomez.
He don't know freestyle? Come on.
Dude, he only does takedowns.
He only Listen, it's different. It's a different thing, man. It's different. Ridge Lovett versus Michael Blockus. Lovett, 3.5-point favorite.
197, Jacob Warner Andrew Davison is a solid match as well.
That is solid. It did not make the cut for you.
Well, like I said, no.
Andrew Davison has been wrestling 97. They had a terrible guy last week.
Some guy. He's struggling.
He was very, very bad.
Well, yeah. So I don't know.
Really smart. Got into Northwestern.
He's probably quite smart. Ridge Lovett, Michael Blockus. I think this line is high. I think you messed up here, JD. I think that's too many points
I'm
for
going
Ridge.
Really?
Let's go Ridge.
Yeah, Michael, I love Ridge Lovett.
Michael just – well, yeah, I do too. I think he's going to win, but Blockus keeps it – he keeps it tight.
He just lost 5 to Yaya, I think.
Yeah, he did, 6-1.
Dang, okay. I watched that match too.
And Lovett's been looking good this year.
He has. That he has. You know what? Fine, put me on Blockus Island. All I think is he loses by 3.
I haven't locked in my pick yet.
It's your audacious line. Ben's going Ridge train.
Let's go Ridge.
I think I'm going Blockus as well, though.
Okay. Minnesota Mikey. Peyton Robb
Northern
versus
Iowa Block Mikey. Originally.
Originally, no longer.
From Crisco, Iowa.
Okay. I love Crisco. Peyton Robb versus Brayton Lee. Lee, a 1.5 favorite. A lot of respect for Brayton here.
Where has Peyton Robb been lately?
That's the great question. Where is Peyton Robb?
He didn't wrestle at all last weekend.
Mm-mm. They could have used him. Yes, I think if this match happens, I think Peyton Robb's ready to go. If he's ready to go, I think he's had a better season than Brayton Lee.
Peyton Robb has not wrestled since CKLV.
Yeah. I'm going to go Peyton here because he could actually lose the match and still cover for me at a 1.5 favorite for Lee.
Yeah, I'm going to go Peyton too. That probably won't happen.
I think Brayton Lee, would you pick, if it was a pick 'em, would you pick
Brayton?
I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't know who I would pick. Because, I mean, Peyton, he's been really good this year.
He lost by 5 to Quincy Monday.
Got the big win. Yeah, he did.
He beat O'Connor. That's true. He lost by 2 to Carr.
And that was, I don't want to say he should have won the match. He was in position to win the match.
Yes. That was a gut check. Time for David Carr. Listen, I'm going. I made my pick. I'm picking Peyton Robb.
You made it.
Don't try to talk me out of it.
I feel like Brayton Lee wins a 1-point match here.
You could be right.
But that would be Robb to cover. I'll go Brayton, what the heck.
Another what the heck. And so Ben goes Peyton. Gable Steveson, 14.5 point favorite over Christian Lance.
Going Christian Lance.
Me
Gable's
too.
Gable's got a 9er, a 10er, and a 13er. He only has one technical fall.
Lance is a big young man, too. They've wrestled before, I think.
Yes, and Gable teched him.
Well, you know what? I think Gable has way too much respect for Mark Manning to do something like that.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. He'll have to put him on his back, like Ben says. And I think he just takes him down sort of at will, but even that it's just hard to tech someone like that.
He's got a 12-point win over him in 2020. So I'm gonna say it's somewhere like a 9 to a 13-point win.
He could win by 14.5, and it could be a push.
I will just Gable's always hammer so Gable, and he will always let me know.
Yeah, he's been hurting you. Half a point here, half a point there.
I know. Yep. He refuses to get that last takedown.
Yeah, it's almost like maybe it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to address your beef. Younger Bastida versus Stephen Buchanan.
Dude, I feel like we've done so many picks and we still have so many picks left.
There's a lot of good
matches.
We haven't
even gotten out of Friday's matches yet.
Well, we're almost halfway.
We need to take a break. Time out. I'm going to take a break.
Wow. The endurance. You know, this was a guy that was renowned for his endurance and his pace. And now Ben needs a timeout after making 14 picks.
I won't tell you who I was watching last night, but I was watching a high school wrestler to give one of our guys advice, and I never realized it, but he whirly birded in about, I think I watched 8 matches, I think 5 of them he gave an old whirly bird.
That's not good.
Not good.
Is it mental, or is he just in bad shape?
Yeah, he's obviously faking it. I don't get hurt that many times. Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if Caleb knows you can do that yet. I think that's good.
Don't even bother telling him.
I haven't told him about it.
Hey, Caleb, there's actually this trick you can do. If you're tired, all you do is this, and then you get a break. It's very, very sportsmanlike.
Yeah, it's good. It's perfect. Okay, Buchanan, Bastida, 2.5-point favorite for Buchanan. I think that's kind of a lot for Steve
that's
to
right.
cover.
That's what I was thinking.
So I'll go younger to cover and lose by two. 2.4. Yeah. He could lose by 2.4 and we still get
you're it. You're good. I'm doing Bastida as well.
Yeah, Bastida's been really good this year. Wins over Pinola and Warner. I'm going Bastida.
Yeah, that's, man, he really beat Jacob Warner. J.I. Yellow versus Jake Woodley. This is easy for me. Give me J.I. Yellow. Go UVA.
You didn't say the points.
Hold on. 2.5.
2.5. That's too many. That's
why are you going J?
That's pure
J
disrespect.
J keeps it close?
J.I. Yellow is good. J could win this match. I like Woodley, but JIL is good. U23.
How's JIL still in college? I feel like he's been here forever. 1, 2, 3.
So why is that a question anyone is asking?
He's in his 6th year.
Hold on.
No big deal.
Why is that a question anyone's asking about any wrestler this entire year? We know what happened.
Well, I was just wondering what year he's on. He's not on year 8 like Michic. He's on year 6. That's just perfectly normal.
Very normal. Very normal 6th year of college.
I'm going Jake Woodley. Let's do this.
On a yellow.
They have never wrestled.
Ever?
Not in folk style Division I wrestling. Perhaps it's happened right. In another.
Man, he was on a roll going into NCAAs. He beat Warner at Midlands, and then he won like, I don't know, 15 in a row or something in 2020. Yes. 2021, he was not so great.
He's a good wrestler. Yeah. Yanni versus PJ Ogunsanya. Yanni 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah, but why is Yanni going to be wrestling, right? Isn't he going to France?
That's in, you know, like 10 days.
Oh.
Maybe not quite. Mm-hmm. But it's next weekend. I don't know exactly when he's leaving or his plans.
So we'll just make the pick, and if it doesn't happen, it's okay. 5.5 for Yanni covers this. Yanni covers 5.5.
This
is a disrespectful line from a disrespectful line.
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful. Yanni is 67-1, sir.
Yeah, and he has a lot of close matches.
He's 67-1 against the spread.
He's not 67-1. He definitely would have a few more L's if it was against the spread.
I'm going against Sonya.
For sure.
Oh, wow.
PJ's tough. He has good position.
Slap that man. Will you just slap him?
Boom.
Come on. Yanni has a decent amount of close matches. The one thing that gives me a little bit of hesitation is he did major Bo Bartlett, and this is a duel, so if he really wants to, like, push for the major, that would give me cause for concern.
Okay, so far this year he had a 5 over Blockus, 4 over Sasso, he had the Love It Scare 2-pointer, and then major tech against major Bo. I think the reason I think 5.5 is an audacious sign of disrespect from you is
perfect.
PJ,
add another point to it. 6.5.
PJ,
give me Ogunsanya.
No, I just think PJ style. Like PJ's gonna wrestle this guy, and I think that's part of the problem, right? Like PJ's not gonna back down. He'll try some crazy stuff. He may.
Yeah.
And I think that'll cost him. This is a great one here.
I'm putting another point on there.
No, you may
for
not.
For your audacious
you may
comments.
Not.
For
you
your
may
audacious
not.
Comments. Too late, I already did.
You can't. Next up. Well, who'd you take? You got Peach?
Yeah.
All right. Trevor Mastro Giovanni.
This is why you're in last place, JD. This is exactly why you're in last place.
This is some last place behavior by you.
last place behavior by JD.
Well, I'm going to get him a shirt. I don't know how you got that sweatshirt made, but I need you to make one for JD that says last place behavior. He has to wear it. He has to wear it at the end of the season. That should be the punishment. If you get last in our pick'em contest, you have to wear a last place behavior T-shirt. Here we go. We'll get the printing press ready to go. Trevor Mastrogiovanni versus Killian Cardinale. Don't know. I'm hoping we'll see Killian. I should probably.
I'm going Cardinale. Steven. I like him.
I do too.
Hey, you know the other match? What the other match that should be on here? I was thinking about. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Peyton Hall and Travis Whitlake.
Oh yeah, that should be in there. If Joey Olivieri's getting love, Travis Whitlake, Peyton Hall's got to be in there.
Well, I just saw them like maybe pick one from every duel too.
I feel that,
but a lot of the duels.
That's a big match. I think this is a sign of disrespecting is Kyle Bracke, who was your friend. So I think you should get it in there. We'll give you a little time to make a line. I know you'll do a good job, and we can circle back to it. I'm going to take Killian to win by – man, oh, gosh, this is tough. I think Killian's better.
I think he is too, but the fact that he didn't wrestle in the Southern Scuffle Finals is cause for concern for me.
Oh, yeah.
If he's not 100% healthy, Mastro, he's been wrestling good this year. He beat McKee.
He's an undefeated wrestler.
So
come on.
I'll go Mastro.
Let's do this.
You got Killian, right, Ben?
I got Killian, yes.
Oh, boy. Here's where it gets super sassy. Patrick Glory versus Brandon Courtney. 1.5 for Glory.
Are we doing Courtney or Glory versus the scale first, though?
That I think he would have to make weight to be able to wrestle this match at 125 pounds. I would have to consult the rule book.
But if he doesn't, make weight, then it's just it's yellow, which doesn't count against anyone. So are we going to have a prior line which has him actually making weight and showing up?
No, we're just going to say the match happens. Who wins?
Okay,
Sassy Ben. he is big though. I've thought this guy is like a giant 125 for a long time, but he. Doesn't go up.
I'm going Brandon Courtney. I like the way he looks. Let's go Brandon Courtney.
I think so too, because he could lose by one and still win, and I think he could win the match. And also, you know, Glory's had – so both these guys had tough matches with Jack Medley, which I don't know what that means for anything other than – yeah, give me Courtney across the board. Now I'm concerned. Who's the best top wrestler Brandon Courtney's wrestled that's not Spencer Lee? Because Patrick is really good from the top position. So I don't know. Last year he had Lamont, who's not known for his top work. He had Camacho, who's pretty good. He beat Barnett 9-7 at NCAAs. Holy cow.
Yeah, but don't you remember that match?
No, did he get put on his back early?
No, he freaking took him down, but Barnett kept escaping, and I think got a stall call maybe or something like something really strange, because you know Courtney was doing his bob weave move attack, and Barnett was stalking him, and maybe pushed him out of bounds. So I think he had like he got taken down four times plus choosing bottom. There's five escapes. Maybe he did get one takedown at the end. Yeah. Something to that effect.
Yeah. Man, I'm changing mine to Glory. It wasn't locked in. And now I'm one more ahead of both of you. It's perfect. Quincy Monday versus Ja'Cory Teamer. Pick 'em. He sat on the fence. He couldn't choose a favorite.
That's okay. Some of these are okay to be pick 'ems, and I'm gonna go Ja'Cory.
I think Patrick Glory for Brandon Courtney should be a pick 'em. The NCAA finalist.
Stop whining here, Christian.
I'm not whining. I think I now that I think about it, I'm listen, I have your back. I'm trying to support what you're saying. Now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, how is that not a pick'em? But you know what? Fine. Give me
because we all went
you're right.
Yeah.
Give me Ja'Cory. Give me Jackery. Talk.
I am sorry. Ollie, but I'm going to go Quincy Monday.
Listen, I can't – that Ed Scott match was not – I mean, he looked good early and then – but the thing is Ja'Cory ain't going to put the pace on him, you know?
I think he wrestles everybody close.
He wrestles everyone close.
Yes.
Who you got, Ben?
But he does win most of the time.
I picked Jacory.
Hashtag winners win. Austin DeSanto versus Lucas Bird. DeSanto, 2.5-point favorite. The lot, man, some tough calls here with DeSanto. Bird, ooh. Remember, everyone remembers the match. Bird wrestled him kind of tough at, I guess wrestled it was tough, Big Tens. Yes. But, man, so you have to make a lot of assumptions about which Austin DeSanto we get. But let me see, last year, DeSanto.
I'm going to go, I'll tell you, I picked DeSanto on Friday night. I'm picking Lucas Bird to cover the spread on Sunday. I think DeSanto's is not looking great, and Bird's really tough.
Yeah, and a 2-point win, Bird wins. Okay, I'll take Bird.
I'll go DeSanto.
Watch DeSanto just break off both these guys. Dump, 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 dump. Okay, we've got Pat McKee versus Eric Barnett. JD loves this duel. He's got 4 in here from this duel.
Mm-hmm.
McKee, a 3.5-point favorite over Eric Barnett. This is for the starting spot in the all volatile team. And I'm not saying if it's the winner or the loser that gets to start, because that's the whole point. Who knows? Because part of the volatility is you don't know. Who do you think?
Well, you know, I think this is just like a back and forth situation because I don't think either one of them has won twice in a row. So I need to go to the wrestle set and see who's got the last win.
McKee pinned him twice last year.
In a row or no? Because I think like to go back and forth.
No, it was in a row.
Oh, man.
Pinned him at NCAAs, pinned him at Big Tens. All in the third period.
Barnett won.
This is McKee. McKee majored him? Wait. No.
No, he lost him at 17-4.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. He got
that's what
majored.
I was talking about.
He got majored, and then he went pin.
What is that? This is this is Exhibit A for volatility. I'll go
McKee.
McKee was going to beat D'Agostino by 4 until he threw himself.
I got McKee. He lost 17-4 to Eric Barnett last year.
He was not trying.
Nick Stimmett clause.
Nick Stimmett didn't count. Wasn't trying.
This is literally one of those where you like
you love.
We could try to sound as smart as we want right now, but yes. There is no logic or reasoning. I'm gonna go Eric Barnett.
There's no level of analysis that could help you make a good decision.
Yes.
So you're on the Barnett train, which is fine. Listen, I bet we could. JD could be like, all right, you can change your pick in the third period, and we still probably wouldn't. It would be like, no, I'll just stick with it. I don't know. Austin Gomez versus Michael Blockus. Gomez, 3.5-point fave. Oof. I've been liking the way Gomez is looking. But 3.5
I don't like
is,
that line, though.
Is a lot.
I think it's too many points. I'm going Blockus because of the points.
But could he – could?
I mean, he just beat Yaya by 5.
Who
did?
Yaya
beat Blockus by 5.
Right, Yaya.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he beat Yaya.
Yes, that's,
I don't know that those two are, Yaya is such a different kind of wrestler than these.
Can't use that math.
No, that math doesn't math. I'll go Gomez here. I'll be a little different. Hashtag built different.
I hate it.
Dean Hamidi, the sensation versus Cale Carlson. Who Ben said is tricky.
Kels calls it's hard to wrestle. We watched him wrestle Marinelli to a 1-point match. He did some pretty tricky things against Keegan. Keegan ended up figuring out, I think, won by
7.
But it was like, I think the first period was, I think Keegan only got 1 takedown, maybe.
He lost by 7, 11-4.
Yeah, Carlson was super annoying in the first period, hanging on legs. And you know, he knew what he was doing in there.
I'm going Hamidi. Hamidi's just going to shoot like a billion times and get enough of them.
I'm going to go Carlson.
I got Hamidi too. I think this is, Carlson has a 12-1 loss to Yant. He got pinned by Brady Chrisman. 4-0 to Brevin Casella loss. Yeah. That's no respect for DJ Hamidi. My favorite DJ. And once again, JD...
And he just don't forget he just wrestled Marinelli to a 1-point match.
I did not forget
that. You forgot that.
I remember that actually.
That was not the Hawks night.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they practiced that day. They're just like, ah, it's fine.
But seriously, how did he lose to them two dudes at maybe this was like his evil twin or something, lost to them dudes at the CKLV?
I don't know. I think it was very much him. And so I got Dean. And you're locked in. I'm sorry, it's locked in.
I'm fine. I'm locked in. I watch this dude. I got faith in him.
He believes. Gable
Stevens. He's gonna lose by four.
Yeah. Gable versus Trent Hilger. 10.5-point favorite for Gable. And JD has already punched Gable again.
I can't not pick Gable because as soon as I don't pick Gable, he will cover.
Yeah.
10.5's a lot, bro. I'm going to go Hilger.
All right. They've definitely wrestled. Let's look. Gable.
It's been most of them in closer than that. 5-pointer,
6-pointer, and a 9-pointer. You're crazy, JD. Give me Trent. Although does Gable get offended by the man bun? It says, you know what, I gotta put up a
no. I think Trent's probably his future tag team partner in the WWE.
Okay,
so they're boys.
Feels like that would probably be his brother, but maybe you're right. We'll see who it ends up being, his brother or Trent Hilger.
Well, they can have multiple tag team partners. You know, in the WWE, they keep these storylines fresh, so lots of times they'll, you know, switch, and then his brother will become his enemy, and then you know who else is doing good WWE? Your boy Jacob Casper. He's blowing up.
Yes, he is. Creed.
What's his name again?
Julius Creed.
That's what it is. Yes, that's better.
Apollo.
See, I feel like Creed is so, that's so like Apollo Creed. I feel like you can't be Creed. Right?
I don't know. Sounds like a good name to me.
I've never heard anyone with the last name Creed other than Apollo Creed, who was a fictional character.
Assassin.
Who's that? Assassin's Creed. You're an idiot. Okay. that was funny, though. So I've got Trent covering here. Thank you for the WWE insider, Ben. Sebastian Rivera versus Nick Lee. Is this the match of the week?
Yes, right?
If it happens.
I think so. Rivera, 2.5-point underdog to Nicholas Lee. Whoa. Is this are we getting some action here? Is this in the rack?
I'm not sure where this one's at.
Well, I'll look it up right now.
You know what I used to love? You guys used to say maction a lot. You don't say that anymore.
There's not enough maction.
What if we got some raction?
That's what we're moving to. That's what this has all been about anyways. So it's where is it? How does this not really say? Rec Hall. Okay, that's not good.
It says it right there.
It's not that big. It's not that big.
But your readers.
I kind of want to. Don't. Hey, get this, Ben. Our buddy, our friend, our brother, Mark Bader. He's wearing readers now. He's got his reader glasses that he wears.
No, not Mark Bader. He wouldn't do that.
The ageless Mark Bader. Like, they look cool, obviously. But Mark Bader is wearing glasses around. He's been fighting it. But now he had them on today. It was kind of a shock. So that's aging in the flow sports realm. We have to pick this match. Nick Lee versus Sebastian Rivera. Now, their Big Ten match, Sebastian came right out and got the takedown, looked really good, and then Nick ran him down. What do we think about how Sebastian's looked this year, how Nick Lee's looked this year?
Sebastian's looked really good, but he hasn't had super tough competition. I think he still has 100% bonus rate, I believe.
I think he does have 100% bonus. So I was actually kind of surprised you guys didn't put him up at number one or two on the Hodge, given the fact that he does have 100% bonus.
Yeah, dude.
Because he hasn't wrestled really anybody yet. He's up there. He's in the top 10.
If he keeps getting Joey Zargo, he's going to be in better shape. He's doing well against Dam. He somehow wrestled him twice already.
Tech fall both times, right?
11-1 the first time.
Okay.
He is scoring a lot of points, but Nick Lee
also scores a lot of points.
Yeah. So last time they wrestled, it was a
9-3.
Oh my word. But
the time before
8-6 sudden victory.
Yeah.
How do you factor in Rec Hall here, Ben? Because that is a tough place to wrestle.
I'm gonna go Nick Lee.
Don't care.
That's my thing. I feel like Sebastian is like one of those guys that'll be like,
he might even make him more excited or perform better.
I'm going to – 2.5, that's too many.
Yeah.
I believe it. Listen, last year I was Rivera till the brakes fell off, and they fell off.
But you can put brakes back on. That's the best part about brakes. Oh, your brakes are out. Perfect. Take them to the place. Get new brakes. I got Rivera covering. Not winning.
Just cover it.
Ben, did you say it already?
I said Nick Lee.
Okay.
How did Sir Jackson Turley All-American last year?
The larger mysteries of the NC2A tournament.
Let's see. So he lost first round to Romero. Then he won four in a row, bro. Wow.
Beast mode. He's from Virginia, so.
None of them are very great, though. I guess Tecfall Donnell, though. That's got to be, like, what in the hell happened there? Donnell must not want to be there anymore. He don't like St. Louis.
He pinned Anthony Mantinona.
Well, that happens.
Many
a lot.
Have said he's unpinnable until that moment.
No, Mako pinned him first round, didn't he?
I'm kidding. Anthony Mantinona is super.
No, 12-2. It was 12-2. My bad.
Yeah.
But he get pinned by Hayden Hastings and by Lance Runyon and by Bryce Steyert.
So a couple, two or three.
And so Brandon Womack.
So he had a really good NCAAs, bottom line. You know, he beat Mantinona, Washington. Andrew McNally, he's a pretty solid guy.
Oh, and so McNally got revenge last week, beating him.
Storaci's interesting. He had the 5-point decision, I think, against Maryland last week.
That kid's tough. That Maryland kid, he wrestled Mako, Solis. And I watched him, and he's not, like, great, but he's pretty scrappy. He's tough in scrambles. He's hard to beat up.
Hard to beat up. That's what they say about JD.
You know, some dudes just kind of roll. When you get up by 4 points, they just roll over. You just keep racking it up. Some other dudes, they're going to fight you the whole time.
I think Storaci gets the major.
Yeah.
This one, yeah, I mean, my it man matters lost in recall.
Yes.
Yeah.
This will impact young Jackson.
Jackson Turley lost to John Worthing by 6 points, guys.
In a bad way?
No, in a good way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's like
we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying Jackson's not gonna be affected too much. But Carter's like, I'm in front of my home crowd. I gotta go get this major,
dude.
Yes. If this is in New Jersey, he's like maybe comfortable with a 5 or 6 point win. But you know, home crowd, they get behind him.
I feel like the home crowd is more. It's more the disadvantage to the opposition than the advantage.
A lot of times, but not in this scenario.
Okay. Ben, who you got?
I said Storaci. Didn't you tell me? I didn't hear us saying he lost. He lost by freaking. He lost to John Worthing. I don't know who John Worthing is. By 6 points.
It happens. I think JD should be forced to take Jackson here since he made this.
What?
He made this terrible line. Oh my gosh! Aaron Brooks, 8.5-point favorite against the Paws. Holy buckets!
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. I'm going Paws. Let's go Paws.
Listen. Let's see. We got an undefeated Poznanski. He beat Weiler and Donnell.
He lost by 10 last year to Brooks.
That was the past. I don't know, man.
Those Big Tens.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He lost by 8.
His brother's good
by
this
8.
Year.
No, yeah, he
beat Donnell, hammered Weiler. I'm going to Poz is going to hold it down. It's going to be competitive.
Yeah.
8.5 is a lot. If you
maybe I made the line too much.
If you pick, you're just goosing these numbers so you get easy picks.
If we all pick the same pick, that's a disadvantage for me.
It's what you want. You're just trying to save face now. I got Paws.
Yeah, Paws definitely.
Paws nasty. Okay. To cover 8.5, not to win. We're not crazy people. Max Dean versus Greg Bolsik. Gregory is having quite a year. I believe he has yet to taste defeat. But the same is true for Max Dean. And he has been ripping legs off and then putting people on their back throughout this season. What do we think about this one? Greg, really good on top. Good double leg rider. He is a big 97-pounder, right? We saw Jacob Cardenas, a big 97-pounder, give Max some trouble for sure. Do we think Greg could do that and keep this to not a lopsided defeat?
Yeah, I think it's going to be close, for sure.
I think Greg is, he's been around, you know. He's not new to the scene. Undefeated on the year. I know
It's not like, you know, Murderer's Row, but, you know, he did beat Nino Bonacorsi 3-2. So I think this is another disrespectful line from JD Rader. I think he's sandbagging so he can get another
Perfect.
Easy pick.
I'll go Dean.
Boom. See, that was a classic reverse psychology move I just used. I've got Bolsik.
I got Bolsik. I think the line is atrocious here.
Atrocious.
I really don't know what you're doing with your life here, JD.
This man lost to Ben Smith by 7 points last year.
Ah, get out of here.
Ben Smith.
That's Maction for you.
That's some Maction. And that was talking Maction. That was talking Maction. Well, your Tiger style left the Maction, Ben. So there's less Maction to discuss.
It's just too easy.
And then, you know, Kyle Bracken.
He was big Maction
he's
guy.
He's a Maction guy. Now he's like, now he's Maction free. He's big.
He would talk football Maction on this podcast.
Yeah. You can't stop him. All right. Okay. We've got questions from friends. Are there any other just notable duels to call out? I mean, we're gonna have a watch party on Friday. Make sure you're tuning in for that. But there's overall a lot of really good duels this entire weekend.
We touched on a lot of the duels.
Yeah, touched by an angel, in my opinion. All right, so let's go to questions. And I don't.
What's everyone's favorite duel? A Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Man, all right. The best one Friday to me is Iowa Northwestern.
Yeah.
I think that's a super good duel.
Some of those good matches don't play out, it's going to be totally lame.
And Ohio State, Michigan.
Yes.
I think Michigan has a better slate from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Ohio State just doesn't match up well
right.
against Michigan. So it could end up being, like we kind of said, you know, kind of a large victory for Michigan. But
there'll be a couple really lopsided Rutgers, matches in that Iowa Northwestern duel.
Rutgers-Penn State's good too.
Really good. Really good duel.
Saturday's not quite as much fun as Friday.
No, Saturday's never like the juicy duel day until February 12th, 2022.
Michigan State, Purdue.
Iowa, Oklahoma State. That'll be a great Saturday duel. Nebraska-Minnesota's kind of fun. And then Wisconsin, Minnesota, kind of fun, but those are the ones. I'm ready for this ACC stuff to get going. ACC on ACC crime. That was fun. I think next week that gets going. High time, I say. Questions from friends.
We had some good questions. I'll look through real quick.
Okay. Could Gable Steveson win a wrestling match versus two second tier 157 pounders? So I'm assuming this means simultaneously. He's wrestling two.
I don't think so.
I don't either. That'd be tough. Even two 25 pounders. That's just a lot. That's a lot to wrangle.
Let's do that. Listen, if you guys put that on a match, I'm so in to watch it.
Noah Certain and who's the other? Who's another 25?
Drake pounder? Ayala. They team up this time.
They team up. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
They're going to get Gable.
Yeah.
Because they got twice as many arms and legs then.
They do. People underrate that. In this thing.
Did y'all see the tweet that was going around last night? How many kids could you fight like this? And it's some little kid doing a bunch of...
Yeah, send this to Tyler Stat. Because Ben is going to love this video. This is right in Ben's wheelhouse.
Please tell me it's Hezbollah.
No, but it's... This guy's probably bigger than Hezbollah. All right, there we go. Bigger. Look at this guy.
So what's the question? I can't see this.
How many of those little kids could you take?
The whole deal is, do they all come at you at one time? Then not very many because at some point they're going to overwhelm. If they have nunchucks, it's going to be much more difficult. Yeah. But if they come at you at one time, they're very clearly going to overwhelm you, you know? But if they come one at a time, you know, it's only going to take one. Pie-yow, you slap them and they fall down and go cry to their mama.
No, ain't no pie-yows. You're going to have to take them all.
Do I get nunchucks too?
No weapons. This is just straight hand-to-hand, street rules, fight.
Because if that kid's got chucks, it's without chucks, I'm taking out a lot of those little kids.
You think you could take out six of those kids at once?
Oh, no problem.
JD, they're going to just kick
you. Yeah, I think six. Six sounds good.
Catch these hands.
Listen, I'm realistic. About this.
Exactly.
So is this one
then
of those,
you create a weapon with the other one.
This has got to be one of those where you tap him out and then they got to beat it, right? Because if I choke, I'm going to choke that little dude in a second. Then he's got to go. And then I'm going to choke the next one.
Do you think one roundhouse to that kid's face and he's sticking around? Yeah. No.
No.
I've seen your roundhouse. It's suspect. Suspect at best. Okay. I didn't see this match, but apparently Mendez and Seltzer wrestled. Did anyone see this? Here?
I did not.
No. Dang it, no one saw it. Okay, well, we're losers. I'm sure David Bray saw it, but he's not on this show. So enough.
So you tell us what happened or not?
I don't know what happened. I figured JD might know.
Oh, for God's sakes, Christian.
I'm sure Jesse Mendez won. Otherwise, we would have heard about it, I believe. Given that all but Kimmer and Murin have held the same weight or less, Young did wrestle 65 and 74 years ago, for their entire careers, how much of Iowa's struggles can be attributed to their weight? I think there's too much being placed on this struggling. It's their winning. They won
an issue at all.
I mean, I don't think Bull should go up. I think Bull is like a 65, medium-sized 65. DeSanto's a 33.
No, I don't think the weight
Jaden's too small for 49. I don't think this is weight related at all. Warner is not having any weight issues. Abasad, I think they're at the right weight class. I think there's too much being made of the Minnesota duel, to be honest.
TBH.
TBH, IMO.
It was 6-4 Mendez.
Okay. So I like Seltzer, though.
Regulation or overtime?
Yeah. It looks like regulation. I'm watching a few highlights also.
If Spencer comes back next year, does Ayala go 33? Any chance Spencer moves up? I think there's no way either of those guys go 33 ever in their lives.
Yeah, why wouldn't you redshirt him?
Drake could probably go up.
Yeah, at some point.
I think eventually.
But next year, no. I think he'd be too small. And also, I think you redshirt Drake next year. You roll out Shriver Fever probably at 33. And, see how that goes.
Either way, Seabold stays winning.
There you go. Gary Day did not like our volatile wrestler thing. He said it was very rough on the wrestlers. And he said, and I agree with this.
That's their damn fault. These are grown men here.
He said, and you'd rather have a kid variable between 7 and 18 than consistently 18. Of course. Because that means
But they're not. Does he not know what the volatile means here, Christian? Do we need to break it down for this guy?
Well, I think he felt like we're picking a little bit. But he's right that you would rather have a kid that has at least high ceiling potential.
No, you're so wrong here.
Yeah, you would.
You guys have never actually coached. Let me just break this down.
I've actually coached.
No, you guys
not
don't.
At the
you
high
guys
level.
Don't really, yeah, listen. If you have a Taylor Venz who sometimes beats a guy like Aaron Brooks, and then sometimes he loses to a guy who can't really, you know, tie his shoes and do a double leg, that is the most frustrating thing ever. That you're like, I got this guy who has this skill level. His skill level is set with being among those that are the best in the country, but I just can't pull it out of him on a regular basis, and I don't know what the hell I'm going to get. That is so mentally taxing on a coach.
Wow, poor baby. It's hard on the who cares? It's like, what's better? Someone who is consistently this guy's right.
Because you can't say at the bottom. If you got a guy, let's just do simple math here. You got a guy who varies between 2 and 20, right? Mm-hmm. High end 2, this is like a McKeer event. High end, they're on number 2, low end, they're 20. Or you give me a guy who's consistently like an 8 to a 12, I'm going to probably take the guy who's consistently 8 to a 12.
Okay, well, that's different than what he was saying. And
why?
Saying you'd rather have a kid variable between 7 and 18 than consistently 18, which I think is
very obviously true. Yeah, because that's not what variable means, guys. I mean, obviously you're not going to choose the bottom end. You're not choosing the worst part of this guy. If we're talking about variability, we're going to put 2 points on here, and then we're also going to pick a midpoint. McFly.
I'm going with the upside. And it's a tough. Your whole thing is just that it's hard on you that this guy is inconsistent. Who cares about you? It's like, let's have the upside and see if you can solve the problem. You know?
Yeah.
And if these coaches
have not solved the problem, and yeah, I'm taking guys who, if they're going to be consistent, strong workers and strong performers, and maybe I can bump them up a little bit. I'm taking them dudes. I don't want these dudes who are all over the board. They drive me crazy.
from a fan's perspective, there's not much worse than when your guy or team loses to somebody that they should definitely beat.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Like, yeah, but when a guy's 7-18, you can't pick 18. That's obviously the low end. You pick the midpoint. Hello.
Hello.
Like, you got a guy, maybe he's, you know, the 5 seed at NCAAs because he got a couple good wins. Mm-hmm. But then he loses to, like, you know, a 20-plus seed. That's awful.
Yeah, you're nuts. Like, yes, drive you nuts.
That's heartbreaking.
Okay. Michigan, Ohio State, better chance of Michigan winning 9 matches or Ohio State winning 5? That's from Ohio Jaguar.
I actually think if we did a graph here and we plotted percentages of likelihood, I think where we would have the hump is in 6 and 7 matches for Michigan. So I think 8 and 5 are probably equally likelihood. I think 9's a little too extreme. So I would say 5.
Okay. Well, I would say this. On paper, Michigan is favored to win 8. So we need to deviate 1 match to get the 9 and 1.
And dog, you were talking earlier about Ohio State winning 5 matches. We can rewind. Tyler, rewind the tape.
I would love it if you did.
Christian Piles, release the tapes.
Release the tapes. Christian Piles was talking about Ohio State winning 5 matches. And I said, it can happen.
I'm talking about the hypothetical. But then if you listen, if we would please rewind the tape, you would hear me say Michigan is favored to win 8 matches. Okay? I'm on the record. And I'm on the record yet again. And so that means you just need to change 1 match to get it to 9.
But are those huge favorites or like close matches?
I mean, is Carson Kuchler a huge favorite over Cam Amin? I would say no.
Yes.
Huge?
I pick 7. I think the real number is going to be 7.
That wasn't the question. The question is, what's more likely? Michigan wins 9 or Ohio State wins 5?
I said 5. I think 5.
5. Okay.
Which program is currently having COVID problems? Could affect my swing.
Oh, damn. Because we didn't say if the starters aren't in.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I'll say 9 and 1, actually. But obviously, I think neither are likely to occur. Out of left field. This is Connor for real. But the athletes getting extra years and possibility for 5-time AAA/champions get an outlandish amount of talk. But no 2 5 of 10 guys, but what he's saying is, this is sort of worded strangely, the guys like Chinzo, Mark Hall, Colin Moore, there's like no one talks about those guys that were like completely robbed of you. Yeah, it was really stupid that they did that. That they give all this extra eligibility, but the ones that really were truly affected, those seniors, were just like, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. Right,
I think we talked about that a lot at the time. I mean, now how are you going to continue to talk about that? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we definitely talked about it.
Yes. JD, any on there you like? Or Ben?
Yeah, I mean, the other one in the Buckeye match, I think I picked Smith to win the match. So, like, I think Michigan winning 9 is relatively unlikely.
He's back.
I'm back to that one.
Okay.
Volatile team. Consistently 18. Duh, Gary.
You know what? Leave Gary alone. I'm sorry I even asked.
Gary, you got to pick the midpoint, not the bottom point, bro. Mm-mm-mm.
All right. I think that's it.
Did you guys get tacos this week? Because you guys didn't talk about them at all.
Yesterday we got them. They were so good.
Damn. Tacos are in jeopardy.
No, they're not.
Oh.
For me.
Dude, no
next
way.
Next month, they are. Discuss later.
We're moving to we're getting a new Fancy Pants HQ downtown, Ben.
What? When? Oh, yeah.
When? Like February.
So when we do the conference then?
You'll still be in the studio here. But
I don't get the new Fancy Pants.
You'll get to see it. We'll take you there.
I don't get the Fancy Pants stuff.
Yeah, you do. You'll love it. You'll love it. It's right downtown. It's sick. Hey, you don't care about that, probably, but there it is. A little inside baseball. Thank you guys so much for listening.
We didn't do the Whitlake Hall line.
Oh, crap.
Really quick, what, like, minus 3.5?
Oh, Hall,
oh my
then.
God, Peyton all day.
Hall.
You have to take Whitlake. Bad line. Yeah, you have to take Whitlake.
Okay.
Has to. Not even if there's a fire, can you take Peyton Hall? Thank you guys so much. Happy Thursday. See you tomorrow on the watch party. Thank you so much. Goodbye.